And I do have fun, but it's like, oh my God. Can't stop, man.
Can't
It's all kinds
stop.
of mysteries. Anyway.
Oh, I see. I was like, what is Calder singing? Surely it's some sort of reference to Can't Stop. Oh, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Okay, excellent. That was a real mystery. That was a real life mystery for you, Teresa, to pull your head out of that Stardew Voldemort game, Voldemort, and get with reality.
Yeah, me and reality, we have a
And
hard
nothing is
time.
more real than welcome to AE Doubleback for Wednesday, October 4th, 2023. Wrestling is real, damn it.
Yeah, it's not Stardew Valley real. It's real, real.
It's
It's not
super
real like the
real.
food that we nourish our bodies with, but it's real.
It goes real, Stardew Valley real, food we nourish our bodies with real. That is the those are the levels of reality that we're dealing with. And I'm sure
Oh my God, we're nuts. So we start with Renee Paquette talking to Jericho and Omega. Because they've teamed up and all this, and it's the 4 year anniversary and all the stuff. Omega, I mean, Jericho's doing most of the talking. Omega was just sitting there, and I was like, what's Omega doing right now? He's like the best on the mic, but okay.
Poke him with a
But
stick.
then Edge shows up, and then Omega's like, oh man, you really had me on the edge of my seat. And gives him a handshake, and God, I was like, that's what the only reason why he was there was to tell that fucking joke. I love it.
Thanks, Dad. You can go home now.
Yeah, I love it. So because of that joke, I bounced it up.
I middled it
Oh.
because face Jericho is real boring,
Yeah,
and it
agreed.
actually took me until their match later on tonight when I realized the reason why that team is not getting any traction with me, because it is a super team. Jericho's great. Omega's great. Unfortunately, I don't like either of them as faces. They're super boring as faces. They're like a world class, amongst the best in history, like heels, but face work is just mediocre. And so, it was just like whatever until Edge came in, and then you get a pop there, and it's kind of interesting. But all in all, it was just like, except for the little bit at the end where Jericho's like, you never look at me like that. It's just, oh, I do. I was like, you don't mean that. That made me smile.
I think it's unfortunate that this segment means that Adam Copeland had to be there for the entire thing, and he couldn't just come in for his bit at the end. They're like that's like if you have to work like at the beginning of the day and then at the end of the day, and you can't go home.
Yeah.
That is
That's true,
just
but maybe he had like stuff to do.
you think he brought a book?
He brought Stardew Valley. I think we can all agree that you
I
can
mean,
get it on
look,
your phone now.
if you've
So,
got a switch, you can do all kinds of shit.
no, I'm telling you, I play Civ 6 on my phone, which is something that little baby me, little 10-year-old me, his mind would have been fucking blown, and it'd be like, I don't give a shit. We don't have flying cars. I can play like high-end sim games on this pocket computer. What I'm saying is he had options.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
It's a very good time.
What did you thumb this Calder?
I thumbed it up. I thought it was an okay segment.
Nice.
Yeah.
We then have Rey Fénix defending the International Championship belt. Against Nick
All right,
Jackson.
don't telegraph that you fell asleep during the match by yawning
Editorializing
at the
now.
intro.
No, I'm falling asleep now. See, it's like this is when my body's like, See, you're supposed to be eating the icing, the frosting that's in the fridge right now. That'll keep me going. Oh, and I said, shut up, body. You're a liar.
We can blame Sling for making us all late because their shit doesn't work.
Yeah, that's so fucked up.
It is anyway. Very irritating.
It's very hard to tell who can viably win a match like this between one half of a tag team and another half of a tag team. Like neither one of them
such powerhouse tag teams.
They're both good, and they're both known only for wrestling with their teammate, and so either one of them could lose and have that be the excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is the problem when you make someone like Rey Fénix a champion that, you know, I was like, yeah, but isn't he a team guy? I want them to give this time because I love Rey Fénix and he fucking deserves it. But at the same time, yeah, it is like, ooh, two tag team guys. This is awkward.
I really liked it though. I thought it was a great match. You know, unsurprisingly, it's a great match. Rey Fénix retained the belt. So he's going to keep going with that. And got a thumbs up from me.
Yeah, absolutely. Same. It was an action-packed match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We then have just the most frustrating shit in the world. Adam Cole and Roddy Strong, they're doing a video, okay? You can't hear jack ass because what they were – the only audio for us at home was the audio that was being piped through the arena, which, of course, you can barely hear from the monitors that are just absorbing the leftover sound. I was just pissed off about that. But I could see the whole thing, everything that's happening. So I got the gist of what happened. It was kind of funny. I'll save my further comments until we get to what happens later.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Yeah, this very much falls into my, not strictly stagecraft, but like audio issues. I hate them. I hate them. Yeah. I hate them. Just the physicality of this sketch was so wonderful, but you know, the fact that I could just barely hear it. It's not, if it were dead silent, I would have been like, all right, I guess I'll deal or something. But the fact it was just like at the edge of my hearing was, it made me so mad. And I mean, I gotta thumb it down because
I'm thumbing it down too.
Enjoyment is,
Well, wait, are we thumbing this version and the
we're
later version?
This twice.
Segment. We're gonna thumb this segment.
Wow.
We're gonna thumb it twice, right?
If we're giving two thumbs here, I guess this is a down, yeah.
Yeah. And they know it's a down.
They know.
So then we've got the match with Griff Garrison versus Wardlow, which is a surprise to everyone that Wardlow was back. So here we go.
It was very funny because like for a moment it seemed like the big surprise was the return of Griff Garrison. And I think
I know. And it's like the surprise is Griff Garrison is now a jobber.
I mean,
not saying.
Apparently he's on ROH. Good for him.
Good for him. Good for him.
I really do want to see guys, you know, who aren't getting enough screen time to go over there and show their stuff off.
Agreed. So then.
Hold on, what are we?
Well, Wardlow,
there was a match.
Wardlow goes, you know, apeshit berserkers, wins, and then runs off through the crowd. So I was like, what? Where are they going? Why? He's so pissed. He's like, I'm going straight to my car, and this is the most direct route.
He's got stuff to do.
Yeah.
I've got to pick up my dry cleaning.
I middled this. It was, you know, good to see both these guys come back or whatever. But the match itself, though it was fast and all that, I still only middle it.
Yeah, it's a squash, and that's what squashes can look like. They kind of try and mix it up by like, oh, the ref stopped the match because it was so brutal. But normally I'd be like, yes, I appreciate that. But honestly, just like, Wardlow has never clicked with me, and it was just a little weird, and nothing made its mark on me. And like, he left and there was no music as he was leaving, which was weird because like, he did just win the match and plenty of people leave, you know, through the crowd, give him his fucking music. So I don't know if that was a tech error or a deliberate aesthetic choice, which also weird. So I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I middle it as well. It was fast and kind of colorless.
So Renee is now talking to Don Callis and Takeshita. Apparently Sammy got injured at WrestleDream, which, by the way, WrestleDream was a phenomenal pay-per-view. Can we say that, please?
Oh, it was great.
It was amazing.
It was so insanely good that I'm angry. It's so good. Because it's so good that it's like, God damn it. We had just had two other pay-per-views, and this one really, really paid off. And I'm mad about it because that means I have to pay for every fucking pay-per-view, which I already do. But I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's just so expensive all the time. And I'm like,
yes,
they keep raking them in. But it was so good. It was worth it.
I will say, I definitely missed the theater experience.
Yes. This time we couldn't go to the theater. And man, I was hooting and hollering in my room. It would have been nice to scream with other people.
True that. I'm sorry. We are no longer using the word scream. We're using the word Roddy.
Roddy.
Roddying.
Yes.
Roddying.
Roddying. Adam!
Well, because Sammy's injured, the match that was supposed to be with, you know, Jericho and Omega, Sammy and Takeshita, now has to be Takeshita and Kyle Fletcher.
That is not a downgrade.
It's not a downgrade at all.
Fine by me.
I thumbs this little segment up.
I middled it because, like, I miss Big Don and low-key Don is fine, but, like, you know, low-key, it's not
Don.
Not the best.
Low-key.
So this.
You called her.
Yeah.
It was a thumbs up for me. Low-key
called her.
Low-key.
Right. This, I just scrawled in my notes. What? Why am I seeing this again? What a fucking waste of time. It's not worth it.
I was glad all right. I did it again.
Maybe not everybody knows, because obviously not everyone has moved to Los Angeles to do comedy. Although I would argue most of the people who listen to this podcast probably have. That's because the only people that listen to us are people that know us. But you don't repeat a joke. If you made a joke and nobody heard it.
It's like 100% visual. The joke is 100% visual. And then you just replay it, but with like a soundtrack. No.
It's dead.
No.
It's dead. You got to move on. It doesn't matter. And apparently it was, they say that it's a
transmission.
TNT problem. So fine. It's not your fault. Doesn't matter.
How is it a TNT problem though?
It was like a transmission error.
Like at the station they pushed the wrong button or whatever. But it doesn't matter. It was a great gag and it failed and they should have just said, "We're so sorry. Go watch it on YouTube or whatever." And you know what? I probably would have. And I would have loved it, but the fact that they did this a second time, I mean, if it were clean and they had showed it the first time, I would have thumbs it up all day long. It was genuinely funny. It was to the level of the MJF and Adam Cole segments, which are just friggin' hilarious. Mm-hmm. But if you do it a second time, I've already seen it. And so as much as, you know, the music improved it and, you know, like the fun things they said, yeah, it's just, you don't do that. You don't do that. That's not how you do comedy. That's not how you do television. That's not how you do anything.
I can't believe you're so furious. I thought it was fine that they did it twice. I was glad they did it again.
I'm not, because then, you know, what they ended up eating the time out of?
A Butcher and Blade match.
Yeah, exactly. Butch, Blade, and the Bunny's entrance.
I would have friggin' thumbed this down again if I could have.
Yeah. Oh, we're not thumbing twice. I thought we were thumbing twice.
No, we're not thumbing twice.
Oh, okay.
I thought about it, but like, no.
Well, if we're only thumbing once, then it's a thumbs up for me. You can upgrade my thumb.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, we are thumbing this segment separately. And I am thumbing it down again.
I'm thumbing it up. It's
getting two thumbs down.
Middling it, so we got a rainbow.
Okay.
It was a close down because I was so fucking pissed off about it. But I'm just going to middle it.
So mad.
I do not cotton to problems of stagecraft and mm-hmm. of doing the basic things that you need for a medium. It'd be like if you're like, I'm going to paint something, but I forgot my brushes. Oh, well, it'll be fine, right? Like, the paint's the important thing. Nah, man. Now.
Nah, man.
Anyway.
So, yeah, we've...
We've got a criminally short Butcher and Blade match.
Yeah, we don't get to see their entrance, which is sad because I love them. I never get to see them on Dynamite. And especially with Bunny being there, I would have loved to see their entrance. So that's a real huge bummer. Plus with Kip Sabian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah, I love them with Kip versus the Acclaimed and Daddy Ass.
Yep.
And this was a fun match.
Yes. For what we saw of it was wonderful.
I suspect that they weren't going to show what they didn't show anyway, because if they had taken anything out of that segment, then we wouldn't have gone over anyway.
Well, what was going to go over was the... it was just an entrance. It wasn't part of the match. It was just the entrance, right? So... the time they're talking about is the end when Edge has this whole thing.
To be perfectly honest, even if nothing was cut, and I am, you know, like joking a little bit just because, you know, I love Butcher and Blade. It doesn't matter if that was exactly what they're going to show. I'm still mad at the previous segment. So,
yeah. But I loved this match with Butch Blade and the Acclaimed. It was great. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I love seeing that trio, both of these trio groups, actually. So thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Thumbs up. I would like to note, as a friend of the show, Michael Abensolko, relayed, the Butcher action figures are sold out. And I will say that it wasn't actually my fault. I did not buy the entire run of Butcher action figures. But you know what? If I had the money, I absolutely would. Absolutely.
You wouldn't just like hand them out as Halloween gifts?
Yep. Everyone
with
gets
razor
one.
Blades inside.
Also that, because yes, I'm a monster. Mm-hmm.
You have Butcher and Blade, so like technically.
You have to have a blade inside, yeah.
Technically, I have to, like, legally. It's law.
So we all thumbs that, right?
Yes.
Yes. Right.
Then we have Toni Storm, Portrait of a Star.
Oh, my God. This was so good.
She was in an interview, but she was having this meltdown, and it was one of the greatest things I've ever fucking seen. And she's like, I'm timeless. And it was very Gloria Swanson. I was like, this is peak Toni. Like, this is the best I've ever seen. If this is how she's been in any other promotion, like this ability to emote and it, just cut this amazing promo.
I can't imagine they let her do something like this in Japan, although she might well have honed this kind of skill because, you know, like you have to communicate to an audience that does not speak your language. You know, you got to find other ways to do it, like the way Shinsuke or Asuka does, right. You know.
God, I miss Nakamura, man.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anytime I hear the name of one of my favorites from WWE, I get sad. I do.
So, I mean, slowly but surely, maybe in 20 years, they'll be at AEW because apparently AEW loves to take people that are almost retired.
We can talk about that. Okay. We can absolutely talk about that. We gave this all the thumbs up, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Is anybody who has an issue?
Perfect. Here?
Right after this, we have a Danielson Sabre segment that, like, technically, I guess, is new stuff to Dynamite. I watched these on YouTube after Wrestle Dream because I was just like, I was in a mood and I'm like, oh, I gotta watch the scrum. I gotta, you know, like, and then I started watching all the videos. Yeah. And the full Danielson video is great. Oh my goodness. It's so good. And so, yeah, so a lot of this stuff is already out there. So I don't know if we're thumbing them, but it's all really good. The stuff here.
I mean, I'm thumbing it up if it makes a difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Yeah, the Danielson Sabre and the Hangman Swerve segment, we can just thumb as a whole thing.
Yeah, I'm thumbing it up. It was so crazy because Seattle hated Hangman, and he is not used to getting that much hate.
Not in some time, I imagine.
You know what I mean? So, like, that was interesting and probably very humbling.
I mean,
as a face, like when you're getting booed, that must throw you off.
But well, also, I feel like they would have known. They're going into Seattle, and like, yeah, it's Swerve's house. Mm-hmm. They probably were like, okay, look, probably you're going to have to be, you're going to have to work heel tonight.
Right. And Swerve looked like a motherfucking Marvel comic villain. He was perfection.
Oh, so
and
good.
And I got to do all the dance and even more because everyone loves it so much. And I'm like, I know anything I say is being repeated millions of times because nothing I'm saying is original or interesting. I don't know why anyone's listening. But I feel like the people I'm speaking about or the people in charge can hear me directly because anytime I'm like, oh, I love this, then it's like Swerve denies it, drives me crazy. And so they go overboard at Wrestle Dream with it. I'm like, fuck yes. Like, someone heard me and they know.
It feels good to be seen.
Yes, it does. Anyway. Fucking love Nana.
We've got ass and juice in the ring.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bang Bang Gang. Yes, we've got.
I said what I said.
Ass and juice. I know. The Ass Boys, the Guns, and Juice Robinson. They're talking about MJF. It was funny. And then Juice was like, they're like basically calling MJF to come out. And
the brown haired kid about yay high.
Yeah.
I don't know why the brown haired kid made me giggle so much, but
what made me giggle was Juice was like, you're just an itty bitty butt sucking. And then MJF comes out and I was like, what? Butt sucking? What?
Oh, that is a straight up 80s. Elementary schoolyard taunt. I do recall hearing butt sucking since the 80s.
I don't remember seeing that,
But my brother had a pin on his jacket. We were a little, but he had a pin on his jacket that he bought at Wims, which is our local joke shop. And it had, it was so rude. It said, "What are you looking at, butt cheese?" We were like, "Oh my God."
Oh, I'm going to roll my eyes so hard when my 5-year-old gets old enough for that.
It was in his, he had a black jean jacket and he had it on there and he had his spike and his like Maui shoes and he was like, "I'm so fucking cool."
His spike, not spikes, a spike.
That was the term of the haircut.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought you meant he had like studs on his jacket, but just like one stud.
One. One is all it takes.
That's all it takes.
We had we were miles and miles and miles away from the ocean, but we had a surf shop called the Shred Shed, and you could get people you would windsurf on the lake, so you could do that. But then they had just like skateboards and stuff like that, and then they had TNC surf design everything and Maui shoes and stuff. So my brother was just like that. To me, that imagery. Everything about California in my brain was like the 80s. The 80s is California. And I think that's why I wanted to move to California like my whole life. Because I'm like, something about it.
And how disappointed were you when you found out?
No, I'm pretty happy with it.
Happy with it my still choices. Is basically that.
Yeah. I like it here.
But that's me. I realized... what Juice Robinson is. He is half Jack Black and half Bobcat Goldthwait.
Well, you're not including any of David Patrick Kelly from The Warriors, the guy who does the bottle move.
You know what? You know what? You're not wrong. I guess there's a little bit of that in there too. He's the grown up version of the feral kid from Road Warrior.
Oh my.
Dang.
The Pulse.
But funnier.
Well, you know, we didn't get a chance to find out how funny the feral kid was, particularly.
True that.
So MJF
no one in that time was especially funny, I guess.
And he called Juice Robinson a talentless taint, to which Juice Robinson had to like almost show the audience his taint. Just so overly physical, so
I
that
got
everyone
a rock hard taint.
So that everyone knows what a taint is, and but yet it seems like he's referencing his dick, because I mean I don't know. I don't think the taint's supposed to be hard. So whatever.
You know what? It is on Juice Robinson. Okay, and I gotta respect the man for that.
I guess. I wonder what a talented taint is like.
It's a good point. Hmm. I will say that there's that aspect of the MJF face persona that I'm not a fan of, because they call it out too. Like, Tofu isn't a great, you know, it's not the slam that, you know, you'll remember, like, oh God, remember the time when he called him, you know, whatever. And same with, you know, talentless taint. But the thing is that that's not really the point. The point is, they're real easy for people to chant, and he just gets them going, you know, with the dueling chant, and it's just, he's just so good at it, they just like whips it out. And so, you know, like from the perspective of a writer, I'm like, this is not good at all. But then I watch him perform, and I'm like, ah, oh, Jesus,
he gets the crowd going,
so good, yeah.
He ends up challenging Jay White to a street fight. A Stockton street fight, right? And does not go well for him, and Jay White steals the belt. And Jay White is talking all this shit, and then he's talking shit to the crowd. And Juice says, "We mean it! We hate you!"
I also wrote that down because I swear to God,
it's so funny.
It's so much of it is like, if we're talking about performance wise, MJF's, you know, talentless taint, like he sells it in the performance. Juice, what is that? the line is, we mean it, we hate you, but it's sold with such conviction that I could not get enough.
It's hilarious is what it is. So, yeah, it got a big thumbs up.
Absolutely.
Apparently, this is now going to be a match they're going to have at Full Gear.
Where's that match going to be?
L.A.
L.A., oh, baby. Yeah.
We got tickets. We will be there.
Hell, so yeah.
Excited.
Is that November?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Don't you dare book that weekend.
No, I won't. That's why I'm like, have to make sure. Oh, shit. Yeah, I need to get that date. I need to write that down. Remind myself, because I have a gig that I'm doing now, so I got to make sure I fucking remember give them my blackout dates.
We will sell your ticket. We will give your ticket away. We'll give it away to first person we run across on the street.
We'll burn it and throw it the ashes in the trash.
November 18th, by the way, for everyone listening, so that you can also give your blackout dates to your agents and your representation.
Yes.
Thumbs up, everybody.
Yes.
Yes.
Some good stuff.
Boop, 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 boop. So then we've got Renee talking to Hook and Orange. Orange is still bummed. He doesn't have a championship, and Hook is eating his potato chips, and everything's honky dory, but not so much. And Hook's like, "You'll get one, whatever. You'll be a champion or something like this." Anyway, so when they cut away and the announce desk is talking, Excalibur says, "Well, Renee famously only eats ketchup chips." And someone was like wheezing laughing. Like they thought that was so funny. Oh, she's Canadian. Oh, God. Oh,
I feel like there's more to this inside joke.
It's got to be because he said famously, which is like, why famously? Just because she's Canadian? Or is there some videos out there I don't know about?
But then also
videos. Ugh.
Hook offered some chips to her, and they mentioned, like, "Oh, this is nice." And Taz is all like, "He was raised right, that one, damn it." Taz, you glorious son of a bitch.
Taz is so funny tonight. Anyways, I gave this a thumbs up. It was just silly.
Same.
I middled it just because, not for the chip part. The rest of it didn't feel very new.
No, I assume that it was about the chips specifically. Mm. You have an issue with Lay's. You're like, why is he not eating Fritos? What the hell's wrong with this
Fritos
guy?
Is a part of Lay's.
But they're not the same chip. A Fritos corn chip is not a Lay's potato chip.
Assume that a product like that is like all from the same company anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So Jericho, and actually Frito-Lay has a really interesting, never mind, I'm not going to go into it.
Don't get into it.
So
sidebar.
Yeah, I need to stop doing that. So we've got Jericho and Omega versus Kyle Fletcher and Takeshita. Here we go. Don Callis was on the announce desk, and he said he had been compared to Da Vinci as a genius. All right.
Well, this was in reference to his Last Supper picture, which
that was one of the funniest fucking things. God damn it!
It was great.
It was so good.
And then he's shitting on Shivani because he's like, "What? You don't like art?"
Yeah. Oh man, God, it was so good. There's so many things from Wrestle Dream that just perfection. Anyways, this is a great match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the match itself was not the best part.
Ooh,
Omega wins, okay, which I was happy about. Omega got the pin. But Hobbs comes out of nowhere.
What?
Attacks Omega and Jericho.
Oh,
and then when Hobbs threw, I think it was Omega into the barrier, someone in the crowd said, "Why would you do this, Hobbs?" And they were fighting into the audience. Oh, man. And then they duct taped Omega to the ropes. Don Callis was, you know, kicking him, and then takes a chair and whacks him in the head. And there's a huge ass fucking dent.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering how that would go, because we don't do chair shots like that anymore. We don't do unprotected chair shots. And when they were duct taping him, I was like, this is, I don't know how this is going to go. And I mean, I guess what happened is that, you know, Callis was just like super gentle or whatever. And of course, it's Kenny. So like Kenny, you know, you can trust him to protect himself as he does these things that seem over the top.
Just thinking positive vibes out at the chair.
I dented it with my smile. Anyways, it was crazy. But so Hobbs is in the Callis family. Hell fucking yes.
That's I've been wondering
what exactly should be happening.
I was trying to decide how I feel about it, because, like, I think his mic work is strong enough that he doesn't need a mouthpiece. At the same time, I thought it was good to have him with QTV. I didn't like the QTV part of it. Although, honestly, the stuff I've seen, I'm actually kind of enjoying those segments better. I think they've hit their stride a little more now.
Johnny TV.
But it's good to have, you know, like a reason for him to lose. Cause like I hate it when Hobbs loses, but you know, if like some outside thing happens, or, you know, you have to, give a win to like a, you know, a big star or whatever, like, you know, he's not going to win the world belt right now. So, you know, like, what's the excuse without making him, you know, look weak? It makes a lot of sense for him to be there. So I'm like, even though I really would like to see him stand on his own, like, yeah, this means he's in some sort of main event picture, and I'm for that.
That's the thing, right? That's what Don Callis does, is he brings these guys. I mean, look at Takeshita, right? Mm-hmm. He's been in every fucking episode since he joined with Don Callis. And that's all I want. I want them in every fucking episode.
Yep. Agreed. You
know what I mean? Yeah. Like when Taz, oh man, the Taz family was the best.
Oh man,
it was Team Taz, not the Taz family.
Team Taz was the best. I loved it.
Team Taz family.
The family was Eddie Kingston, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, that was Butch, Blade, Eddie Kingston, right. And maybe like.
Oh, but good old days.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
And also, like, I also, as much as I was like shitting on Face Omega and Jericho, like, this was a good match.
It was like, great.
They're great in the ring. So, you know, like, no complaints on that score.
Yeah, no. No, but man, all this got a big thumbs up.
Yep.
Indeed.
Then we have Renee talking to MJF. MJF is getting a massage from a masseuse.
Again, he's constantly getting massages in the back from like medical personnel.
I mean, I'm assuming that there's lots of massage people backstage at things like this all the time.
As a non-massage guy, I get it like intellectually, but I just can't. It's just weird when people are like rubbing my shoulders. I don't care for it.
Well, I mean, they're not doing it because, like, they want to. They're doing it because it's their job.
Yeah.
There's nothing that, like, there's no personal attachment there.
I'm not mad at the massage, at the masseuses crying out loud. What do you think I am?
I know, just sounds like you maybe think it, like, means something.
No, I don't think it means anything. I don't like people touching me.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's just a problem when you need medical care is in general.
It is a concern, yes. And when I have my third heart attack, I'll probably get over it. But you know what? It's going to be a while.
So anyways,
Max Caster sneaks in there and starts rubbing his shoulders and goes, "Oh yeah." And MJF was like, "What?" And he's all mad. And apparently Max has been stalking MJF.
Max has been stalking Max.
I know.
Max, right? On Max.
And so it's Max to the Max. It's Max squared. And I don't know what's going on.
Nope.
If I were on Twitter, maybe I would know. Apparently the tweets are aggressive.
I wouldn't know if I was on Twitter. This seems so weird.
Yeah.
Like, is this a heel turn for the Acclaimed? Or for Max?
I don't know. It doesn't look like it. I mean, it looks like it's referencing an inside joke with wrestling fans, you know? And so I don't know. I feel way too out of it to know what's going on.
It feels like a goofy one-off.
Yeah, it could be just a goofy one-off. I mean, Max Caster, according to what MJF is saying, is leaving notes in his bag for MJF, tweeting weird shit. Now he's sneaking in on his massage, so he feels like he's being stalked. So we'll see.
This strikes me as sort of like a mental games. You know, get inside your opponent's head, and like at some point, obviously, both Caster and Bowens are going to, get their shot at the main event. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still think they have like a lot of time left on their tag team.
I agree.
But like, this may be planting seeds for a future singles run. I don't know. But at this point, it feels very nebulous and strange because it doesn't feel like the Max Caster we know. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it.
Also, in case the audience hasn't done it, Anthony Bowens had this beautiful article.
Oh, yeah.
God, it was so good. So
it's the same site where Eddie Kingston wrote the that article Tribune. That was also just amazing. That's Thank it. You. I don't know what that is.
Well, basically, it's just a kind of a
tribute to players,
an outlet for like athletes mainly to speak directly to fans without a journalist intermediary is the idea.
That's pretty cool. See.
Okay.
So MJF is mad, and so he reaches out and tries to call Adam, but it goes to voicemail.
Oh no.
Adam, what's going on? Maybe he was in surgery, right? Because he was supposed to be in surgery when he went to Roddy's house. So we'll see. I gave this bit a thumbs up.
I think the whole thing about Adam Cole, they sort of act like going to surgery is the same as like going to the grocery store, as in it's something
you can just push it off,
movable through your daily schedule.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, for a wrestler, probably is.
I don't know. Have you tried to schedule a surgery, man? It's not on your time. It's there.
I haven't tried to be a wrestler either, so I don't know.
You know, the surgeon is the one that calls the shots. Anyway, Samoa Joe.
Hold on. Would you thumb this caller?
It was an up for me.
Okay. I middled it because I'm left confused
Grumpy.
By it.
All right.
Old man confused by the world.
Mm-hmm. Samoa Joe cuts this incredible promo.
Yeah. Not confused about this.
He's got a cigar, a glass of something brown.
We could say whiskey. We don't have to say glass of something brown.
We don't
brown.
Know if it's whiskey.
could be root beer.
We know that calling it something brown sounds filthy and foul, so what? Maybe don't do that anymore.
Calling it brown, why would that be filthy? You have a weird brain.
I don't think so. I think if you say a glass of something brown, someone's like, oh, that's probably a poop water.
No, I mean, look, it could be a soda, for fuck's sake.
Why would you? He's smoking a cigar and drinking a sody pop. Is that what your intention is?
Wait, oh, do you
does poop water sound any more logical? No. You would think something like a liquor, but I don't know.
Like it's whiskey.
I mean,
but I don't know if it's whiskey. It's brown. I don't know.
No. Could be scotch. No, could be something. No way to tell.
Scotch is whiskey.
Oh, well, it's a certain type of whiskey.
Scotch.
It's scotch. Scotch. So you wouldn't order a scotch by saying, excuse me, can I have a whiskey? They give you a whiskey. And then you're like, this isn't what I wanted.
You'd have to get a cigar. Scotch. You wouldn't be like, give me a cigar and something brown. I don't know. Put something brown in a glass.
Look, you wouldn't steal a car.
I just wasn't trying to guess the alcohol.
The alcohol
this is such a dumb argument.
The alcohol is not relevant.
No. The promos was relevant. It was really, really good.
It was.
I mean, here's the thing. We can talk about literally anything but the promo because it's a Samoa Joe promo and it's always going to be amazing. This time it's especially amazing. But like that guy will never let you down.
No, not really.
He's never going to give you
but
up.
This was like such a nice one because he was like, it was like this elegant movie type thing. And he was like in a nice suit and all this. Mm-hmm. Most of the time we're getting promos of him like sweaty. He has his belt or something like this.
He's got a towel around his neck.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And so it was like a nice, just seeing him in this way.
And yeah, like low key Joe is like just another type of scary.
Yeah. He can be a mobster.
But you're going to see me when I'm hungry. And when I'm hungry, I always manage to eat. Like,
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you used to have Godzilla in your music.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me think monster eating.
Drink something
whatever.
Brown. That's scary.
Uh-huh. Whatever, okay. Dude.
Thumbs up.
Then we got Sky Blue versus Tony Storm.
As Chan termed it, the Sky Blue match.
Yeah, I know, right?
She was the only person out at the time that I chatted that to you. Okay. And then Tony Storm came out, and then I'm like, oh no, I'm sorry, the timeless Tony Storm came out. And it's, oh my God. Like her lipstick is permanently smeared. Like that's her look. It's just smeared.
Well,
like,
I don't know if that's going to be the new thing. I don't know. I mean, it's great. It's really taking it up a notch. I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. As soon as she walked out, I'm like, this is a thumbs up.
And
this
a really no neat, question. Neat outfit she had on. But Sky Blue is getting better. She looks completely different, first of all, which looks aren't everything. But it says to me someone is coaching her. That's different now because her look is real pulled together. She's emoting way more than she ever has. Mm-hmm. So like this was actually really good, you know. I was interested. Tony did a how dare you to the ref, which was so funny. Tony wins. But then the crowd did like a golf clap thing. When did that start?
I don't know.
It's so silly. I loved it. But man, big thumbs up. Just so many thumbs.
Oh, absolutely.
So many thumbs. She threw the fucking commercial.
Yeah.
That was amazing. And I'm so mad. And I have to figure out how to get the UK feed of this because they don't have or they keep going to the commercials.
Oh.
Because like just there at the commercial, she says it's time for a titty and then they cut off the sound. I'm like, a titty what? A titty what? I must know the answer to this.
Oh man.
It could have been as simple as that.
Titty twister?
It could have just been titty.
It could be. It probably was, but we don't know. We may never know.
Well, here's where you're prepared to entertain the possibilities, like rather than assuming that it's a cup of shit water.
You know what? When it's Tony Storm, I am prepared for anything.
Okay. So I thumbs up. Did y'all thumb it up?
So
yeah.
Good.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So now what's next? What's
Big
next?
Stoke got, is what's
oh,
next.
Oh, that's right. We got Renee talking to Stokely Hathaway.
Yeah.
This is about Eddie Kingston, and he's saying, we need a real champ that smells like Tom Ford, not Burger King and Newports. And the laughs. The laughs from the announce desk, so you can hear them. They couldn't keep it together.
Stokely Hathaway is so good, and I guess he's getting lots of time on ROH. I hope he is. I would love to see him back on Dynamite because he is so great.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Caller?
Oh yeah, I.
Thoughts?
I think like I like the biggest version of Stokely, which I didn't feel like we necessarily got, but it was still fun.
Yeah.
Are you thumbing it middle?
I'll,
then,
I'll thumb it up still.
Okay.
We have Shivani in the ring talking to Adam Copeland, or
talking to
as
the rated R
we
Adam.
Know him in his past as Edge.
Sorry, who?
Edge.
Never heard of him.
Mm. Well,
you'll find
out. He comes
out.
Into the ring. It was this was a really fun moment too. It gave me chills during WrestleDream. It was just really great. And you know, look, we lost one star,
yeah.
And well, we patched that fucking hole, didn't we? God. It's very exciting. When he was listing first time matches, like he's new to AEW and there's all these people that would be first time matches with, I was like, the list, it's like, oh my fucking God, this would
Mox,
be
Omega,
Mox,
Miro,
Omega,
Hobbs, Miro. Jay White, Juice Robinson. Yeah.
Literally, every single one, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. So yeah, this would be really fucking exciting. And
you forgot
yeah,
to
we
mention
just...
Michael Nakazawa.
Yes, he did.
Oh yeah, he did forget that. But he said mostly the reason why he got there was, pardon me, I'm sorry, I'm yawning, I'm sorry.
Wow. Adam Copeland not doing
I'm
it for
I'm
you, huh?
I'm boring myself is the thing. So basically his kid said, I want you to have fun with Uncle Jay instead of retiring. So he meant, you know, his daughter meant Christian Cage.
I don't
so
understand.
Anyways, Edge... So Christian Cage comes out, and then Edge apparently was mad at Cage because of...
Hold on, I just want to say that it is a well... I believe I have a well established that I hate and will automatically thumb down any talking main event.
Yeah.
If the main event is just someone on the microphone,
right.
Boo, don't want it. Want to see a match.
Yeah.
When he said the thing about, which I had heard before, because he's mentioned it a few times, a few different places. When he mentioned about his daughter saying, you know, go have fun with Uncle Jay, it seriously, yeah, sent a shiver through my heart because, like I've said before, like Edge and Christian, two of my very favorites from back in the day, the fact that they're coming back together or they're in the same place after so long, you know, like Uncle Jay, I was just like, oh my God, that is amazing. And at that point I was like, I may not thumb this down. I don't know how this is going to turn out. This is so weird for me.
Yeah. Well, so then Edge, the reason why he did what he did at WrestleDream, which is to take a chair and smack up like all of Christian Cage's guys.
Smack my bitch up.
Is because they were about to do a concerto to Sting and he was really offended by that. But Edge wants to get back with Christian Cage.
Hold on. You did not mention the bit where he said, I remember when you took the Sting poster to the barber because you wanted Sting hair. I was Lex Luger again. Like, these are things that, yeah, like, of course, you're just, if you have a history, you know, use it for the purposes of storytelling. Yeah. And obviously, we know these guys have known each other for a long time. So this is like sort of like a save the cat kind of stuff. Like, this is real basic. And of course, you're going to be saying that. But also, he's real good at saying it. And sure. Like, I was just buying in emotionally and was really resonant.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he wants to be a tag team with Christian Cage again, but Cage went in and hugged him and then said, go fuck yourself.
Oh my God.
He walks back to the platform and then he's like cutting a little promo and he's like, just so you see who you're up against. And then Luchasaurus comes out. And Nick Wayne, which I'm sorry, it's not for you, Nick. It's for Luchasaurus. All of this is Luchasaurus. Luchasaurus looks so big and mean.
He is wearing a sweater. And that signals great things ahead.
Okay.
Because as we know, Christian's turtleneck is like 80% of his heat.
All right. If you say so. I'm pretty sure it's the scar, but whatever. Oh, no, Christian. I'm thinking Dunkhouse. What am I saying?
Wow.
Christian's turtleneck. Sorry. Christian's turtleneck.
Again, when Edge was like, I'm here because it's time. I got those chills again. Like legit. And like remembering that, you know, like at their peak, as heels, they were doing such amazing work because they were very much in that vein of like an MJF kind of heel, just like total pricks. They had a gimmick where they're going to do they don't like people taking pictures, but the, you know, for the fans, they give them a 5-second pose and then they would just like come out wearing the stupidest shit, the biggest, goofiest ass sunglasses and furs and just all terrible stuff. And then like pose for 5 seconds. And it was just so goddamn entertaining. And seeing them in the ring like that, seeing Christian not make eye contact and just stare straight ahead was such a great visual. And then the visual of he has the microphone and he hugs him. And it's mm-hmm. from behind Christian. So I'm like, oh no. And he says it behind, just not even looking at his face. You just see him lift up the microphone and then they have to bleep it out because he says, go fuck yourself. And mm-hmm. it is perfection. The whole final segment was so fucking good.
Not bad. Yeah, not bad. Good.
And also, yeah, we probably should talk about the fact that Edge is on the downswing of his career. He's mm-hmm. what, 49 or 50? I think he's 49. Like he, like many, like the Hardys, like Christian, obviously, came up with a real harsh style that really beats down your body. And so like, can this guy still go? But also like every week, every time we see Sting always positions himself. So you never have to think like, oh God, this old man is doing some, you know, some dumb shit. And like, why are we still watching him? So like, I hope that they keep doing that for Edge too. And we never have to think like, Jesus Christ, this fucking retiree is sucking up time that we could just give to fucking better, younger wrestlers.
This near-death mm-hmm. man who is almost 50.
Here's the thing. When you're doing shit like that in the ring, when you're jumping off balconies, that's near-death experience for a 50-year-old.
Dude, anytime Sting starts doing that kind of shit, it's like, no, I don't want to watch my dad die. Don't. No. But yeah. I don't know. It's just kind of funny that like, I'm sure it costs a lot of money to get Edge. You know what I mean? Sure. I'm not saying it's a bad investment. I'm not saying I'm mad about it necessarily, but there's so many women, famous women, I don't know, that they could bring back, or I don't know. They could just throw money at.
The women they're currently paying, they could give them Rampage and they would make an amazing show.
I mean,
it's not a money thing.
I don't know what it is. It's a lack of will. It's really a lack of will. Because
lack of Will Hobbs?
No, it couldn't be a creativity problem. It can't be a money problem. It's a lack of will.
Yep.
I mean, I really wish there was someone that could explain it from the inside, because I truly don't understand, unless they just hate women wrestling, you know?
WrestleDream,
we had one women's match in 5 hours of wrestling.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Is this just a pee break to Tony Khan? Every show, there's a single women's match.
Fair.
Yeah. And the fact that you have a 5 hour fucking marathon of a show and there's still only one women's match.
I don't want a fucking explanation. I just want a better women's division. That's it.
Yeah. Well, it's at this point, I don't even think it's a division problem. It's like a putting things to use problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know what you mean.
Like no one is writing anything. And maybe they're like, well, you guys, it's up to you. You do it. You write it. And it's like, hey, you know, some of those women don't have experience, the decades of experience as some of the guys that are in charge, you know. So maybe those guys are good at writing, you know, storylines for themselves. But
apparently
some of the women
Serena Deeb is on the outs, and it's not clear to me why that is. And I wonder if people like her, or, you know, like people who have that experience that you're speaking of, don't have a voice for one reason or another.
Yeah.
Maybe it's political, or maybe it's, you know, something else, but
you know, at some point they're going to have more coordination with stories. So why not just start with a women's division by creating, like, bringing someone in who knows how to write fun wrestling stories. I don't fucking know, man. I'm not a wrestling writer.
Not yet.
We know some.
Yeah, we know some. What they would probably have fun doing it again. I have no idea. Maybe they hated it. I mean, well, I have a feeling, like, to save women's wrestling at AEW, there are a lot of people that would, like, go the extra mile.
Yeah.
But anyway, I gave it the ending segment a thumbs up.
Absolutely.
Despite my overall rule, I gave it a thumbs up.
Yeah.
It made me feel more than many, many things in a long
time.
More
than a feeling.
More than a feeling.
Meow, 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 meow.
I don't recall that part of the song.
Well, then you were listening to the wrong bands.
It is an 84% show.
Yeah.
Like I said, like, that ending sent me off on such a high. I would have expected it to be higher, except that goddamn audio thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't forgive that. And
wow. Yes.
I don't know who to blame or whatever. It sounds like it was a network thing, but it's not like they haven't had these kind of technical issues before. So
yeah.
Jesus Christ, just fucking fix it.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Anyway,
thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, y'all.
We'll see you next week.
See you next time. Bye. Ding dong, ding-a-ling, ding-ding, ding-ding, ding-ding-doom.